knew O.J. Simpson was this powerful? Who knew O.J. Simpson would have the power to divide us when he is no longer living amongst us? Of course, this isn't his fault. O.J. Simpson, he is just the latest tool that is being used by deacons at Woke United Methodist. And speaking of the deacons, I opened up channel memberships yesterday afternoon. I decided to spoof Woke United Methodist. There are two tiers of memberships available for the channel. You can be a parishioner or you can be a deacon. But don't worry. Don't worry. When you become a member of the channel, you will not be required to taste the rainbow. You won't have to attend Sunday morning services at Woke United Methodist, tithe 10% of your income to the Woke Oak Tree. It's just another way to support the channel if you feel so inclined. Nothing will change with the content. All content will still be free. But if you want to support the channel, feel free to become a member. You know, I'm really struggling to understand the business model at CNN. I don't know if you could even call this a business model. If the strategy is finding ways to successfully sink the Titanic, CNN's doing one hell of a job. If the strategy is to draw ratings, if the strategy is to attract viewers to this dump of a network, CNN is absolutely clueless. I cannot believe that CNN hasn't hired Keith Olbermann. Keithy Poo, Keithy Poo. If you're going to be this out of touch, if you're going to stand on the brink of insanity, you might as well hire Keith Olbermann to successfully make the jump. Seriously, in the year of our Lord 2024, who is watching CNN? According to CNN, they are the number one network in cable news when it comes to desktop users. Well, KC, what the hell does that mean? It means that CNN is the most watched network in the demo of Wanker Spankers. This network is so irrelevant. When something controversial is said at CNN, it fails to generate interest in the mainstream. If the wicked weave of the woke, Joy Reid, if Joy Reid hopped on her climate-friendly broom and flew from her studio at MSNBC to the garage where CNN is broadcasting from, and Joy Reid said the same thing that Ashley Allison said yesterday morning on CNN, it would be headline news throughout the media. Well, KC, who in the hell is Allison Ashley? She is a former staffer in both the Obama and Biden administrations. According to the Daily Mail, she is now identifying as something called a Harvard Fellow. I thought the term fellow was normally used to describe a group of dudes. What the hell is a Harvard Fellow? Is that how they describe members of those finals clubs on campus where lonely men pay thousands and thousands of dollars for other lonely men to be their pretend friends? Allison Ashley, she is also a political commentator at CNN. Now, I got to give credit where credit is due. Allison damn sure has drive and ambition. She is collecting woke welfare at every available opportunity. Yesterday morning, Ashley Allison was one of four unknown people polluting the airwaves at CNN. Now, I have no idea who in the hell any of these people are. Is it really too much to ask for CNN to hire one person with name recognition? Is it really too much to ask for CNN to have one star on the network? You know how most networks have a news ticker at the bottom of their screen? It's constantly scrolling, updating viewers on breaking news. They can't do that at CNN. They don't have enough room. They had to use that space to display the names of the people on the screen because no one knows who the hell they are. No one's heard of these people before. Yesterday morning, Anonymous Ashley and her three unknown colleagues, they were discussing the life and legacy of O.J. Simpson. 30 years ago, the trial of O.J. Simpson racially divided the country. In the past 48 hours, that division seems to have been magnified. According to Ashley Allison, O.J. Simpson, he didn't divide the country. No! According to her, O.J. Simpson united the country, or at least part of the country. Watch for yourself.
It's not like O.J. Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the black community in that moment, in that trial, particularly because there were two white people who had been killed. And the history around how black people have been persecuted during slavery. There was racial tension then. There is racial tension now. It might not be the backdrop of the Trump campaign, but until this country is ready to actually have an honest conversation about the racial dynamics from our origin story till today, we will always have moments like O.J. Simpson that manifest, and our country will always be divided if we don't actually deal with the issue of race.
I mean, where do we even begin? Let's start with the one comment Ashley Allison made that I actually agree with. She is right. O.J. Simpson was not a civil rights leader. He wasn't a social justice warrior. Matter of fact, I think it was the complete opposite. Some of my older viewers, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong here. I wasn't alive during O.J. Simpson's NFL career. I was 9 years old when he went on trial in the mid-90s. But from what I understand, I thought black people felt kind of betrayed by O.J. Simpson. He was called the mayor of Brentwood, a neighborhood in Los Angeles where the population is 84% white, 1% black. Back in 2002, Ralph Wiley wrote an article for ESPN about O.J. Simpson. In the article, he claimed that white people viewed O.J. Simpson as a unifying symbol of all races. Black people did not believe that. Fast forward 2 decades later, and now we have Ashley Allison claiming that O.J. united the black community because his victims were two white people? Let me ask you something. If Sean Hannity went on Fox News and said white people were united by George Floyd, what would the reaction be in the mainstream media? Sean Hannity goes on the air at, 9 o'clock every night? If he made that comment at 9:01, Fox News would fire him by 9:02. You'd have seen one of the producers jumping through the screen and tackling Sean Hannity. Seconds after the words came out of his mouth, he would be fired. But when Allison Ashley says the same thing about O.J. Simpson on CNN, it is complete silence throughout the mainstream media. Go look it up for yourself. Outside of Fox News, the Daily Mail, the New York Post, outside of conservative media, there's not a single mainstream media outlet that has picked up on this story. Why? Well, KC, maybe it's because no one is watching CNN, even in the mainstream media. Yeah, that's a good point. The shit fucks. They're not even watching CNN anymore. I guess I should give the mainstream media the benefit of the doubt here. Maybe they are not covering this story because they didn't see it. Ashley Allison also claimed, if our country doesn't have a serious discussion about race, we will always be divided on race. Why aren't we discussing slavery? What have we been doing the last 4 years? Over the last 4 years, what has been one of the primary topics of conversation throughout the mainstream media? Race. When I was in high school and college, you know how often we talked about race? Never. You want to know why? Because everyone got along. Now, all of a sudden, race is a primary narrative in the mainstream media, and the same media that claims to be trying to unite us is dividing us. I think most people are tired of it. When I say most people, I'm talking about people of all races. This is another example of why CNN is struggling. There were 3 white people sitting on that panel. There wasn't a single one willing to speak up. There wasn't a single one willing to ask why. Why do you think that O.J. Simpson united the black community by taking the lives of 2 white people? How exactly is that supposed to be uniting? Now, I can't get in their minds. I can't give you the reason they were afraid to question this lack of logic, but I would be willing to bet they were afraid to utilize their mythical white privilege. They were afraid of being accused of mythical racism. This is why CNN is struggling. There is nothing authentic about the network. This is a network that lacks a clear identity. This is a network without a single star who has the ability to draw an audience. Who is the biggest star at CNN? Andy Cooper? Andy is tanking ratings in prime time. Caitlin Collins, Katie Roo, Katie Roo. To her credit, Katie Roo is number one in prime time in one key demo. Caitlin Collins dominates the category of lonely men who haven't seen the inside of a woman since birth who watch her program on mute. Well, Casey, what about Wolf Blitzer? Woof, 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 woof. Wolf Blitzer? Don't even get me started with Wolf Blitzer. Most people couldn't name a single personality in the primetime lineup at CNN. Instead of filling their primetime lineup with people capable of drawing an audience, CNN, they decided to fill their primetime lineup with personalities who fill their diversity quota. How's that working out for them? CNN ranks dead last in prime time. They are no longer competing with MSNBC and Fox News. CNN, they have sunk so far, they are now competing with Newsmax and News Nation, the home of Chris Cuomo. Hey, it's me, Chrissy C! Honestly, I'm surprised that CNN hasn't gotten so desperate that they decided to rehire Don Lemon. In terms of ratings, Donnie is a dud. He can't draw flies to a fresh turd. But Don Lemon, he could bring CNN something that they have been desperately missing since he was fired last spring. Don Lemon, he would keep CNN in the mainstream. Whether you love him or hate him, Donnie, he is a magnet to mainstream attention. He knows how to generate headlines. He knows how to be polarizing. Does it translate to ratings? Of course not. But at this point, no one is drawing ratings at CNN anyway. Donnie would fail to draw ratings, but at least he could bring attention to your dump. It's similar to what Caitlin Clark will do for the WNBA. 36 out of 40 games for the Indiana Felines, they will be broadcast on national television. Will Caitlin Clark draw ratings for the WNBA? That remains to be seen, but one thing is for certain, Caitlin Clark, she will draw interest to the dump. Right now, there is absolutely no interest at CNN. None. There is not a single personality at this network that is even remotely interesting. But give me your thoughts on this. Allison Ashley claims that O.J. Simpson unites the black community because his victims were two white people. How come this story isn't receiving attention from the mainstream media? Like I said, if Joy Reid said the same thing at MSNBC, it would be headline news. Allison Ashley says it on CNN, no one notices. Why? Is it because no one, including the media, is watching CNN? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.